way the dynamics of their offense, the way they approach opposing defense is a little bit different as far as spreading the ball around, as far as their mentality running the ball. They have the skill players to take it to the house at any given moment. And I know every team in the league has that, but you can see it on film that these group of guys is a special group. So it's not just going to be one guy out there or two or three guys. It's going to take all 11 of us communicating for one, and then, you know, after you get your initial job done, if you're not at the point of attack, you know, try to help those guys that are.
It's a team you seem to have a pretty good handle on, though. You guys have won 7 consecutive games against them. I mean, do they still pose as great a challenge week after week?
Definitely. It doesn't really matter what has transpired in the past. I think each and every year you get a different team, you get a different group of guys. Some similarities may be there. Some players may carry over, but, it's a new year. It's 2007, so regardless of what we've done against them or what they've done against us, everybody has a shot. Each and every week you face a running back that can rush for 1,000 yards, a receiver that can catch, 1,000 yards, a quarterback that can look you off and throw it deep or throw it short. You got to be prepared in all facets of the game, and we definitely have our hands full.
Mike Vrabel talked about how you two sort of push each other in the pass rush. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that too? Do you feed off of him when he makes a big play?
Oh, I think myself and Mike, but everybody's looking to make the big play. But I think the big thing about this defense is that guys are disciplined, and it's you get your opportunity to make the play, then make it. Don't try to go out and create something on your own. And, I hate it when I see somebody else get a sack. I want to be the guy that gets that sack because I love to rush the passer, and I think he feels the same way. Not just him, but all the guys. Picks, interceptions. Tackles for loss. Anytime you make a play, I think we're excited for each other. But at the same time, it pushes us to say, man, I want to be the guy that makes the next play. So it's important that we stay in the scheme of the defense. I think that's, key. As you see a guy like Adelius coming over and being himself in the system, it's great. And when I came in 5 years ago, I wasn't, all I was doing was rushing up the field, hitting it. And, Bill said, well, you can't do that every time. So, making the minor adjustments, tweaking yourself as a player, and being able to be, submissive to, what the team wants and what the team needs is definitely key.
You mentioned earlier about the things you left on the field that the fans and the media wouldn't see this past week. And first week, you look and you just see the stat lines empty. Mm-hmm. Do we look at it the same way, or were there good things that came out of that, but they didn't show up?
I think there were some things I did well in that game, and then there were also some things that I didn't do so well. And sometimes you don't always get the glory. And I think, like I said earlier, there's guys that, do a lot of stuff that people don't even see. You wait your opportunity and you get that chance, then take it and get your shine on. But for me, in the opportunity, the position that I was in that first week, for us to have a lead 38-14 and not come up with any tackles, any sacks, for me that's difficult to deal with. So, I got to try to continue to show up week in and week out.